Australians with disabilities face different challenges, particularly when deciding where to live. The system is a one-size-fits-all, creating a challenge of its community sector and their providers to find a suitable home. In South Australia, a program from Access for You is tailoring the needs of Australians with disabilities to find a suitable accommodation. The Wire's Edward Jordan asked the CEO of Access for You, Kathy Miller, what's the situation in South Australia with people with disabilities looking for a place to live?
Well, we have a bit of a mismatch between what's available and what people actually need. Nationally, there's been a review of what has been the traditional group homes, and there's been about 7,000 critical incidents that have happened in the current mode of accommodation over the past 4 years. So what providers do is they have vacancy challenges, like somebody in a house might leave and that creates a vacancy. So the providers try to fill the vacancy, and they also have the workforce challenges. So what you end up with is homes or people moving into homes because it's in a location that they like, but they know nothing about who they're living with or how they're going to live their life through the time. So it's quite a maze to navigate. And it's starting at the wrong point, put it mildly. We're starting at housing, not with the person at the centre.
And could you expand a little bit more about the challenges people with disabilities face with this system?
Well, they have to first navigate the National Disability Insurance Agency in getting a plan that provides them with the funding to live independently from where they currently are. So what that means is they might get something back that says you can go and live somewhere and you will be funded for a roster of care that is one staff member to three people. So, you know, therefore that limits their choice. They might want to live in a flat or in an apartment. And in that traditional model, you can't. They've got to go and find a vacancy in a home that has two other people in it. But they virtually have no say about who they live with and how they're going to live their life. You end up with people moving into houses where their personalities coincide. I mean, it's like you and I. We like to live with people that we know or have similar interests and tastes. And if you're in with a group of people that you don't really know and you don't actually get on with, that gives rise to a lot more incidents because you have escalations and friction between residents.
So what's Access for You doing to support this community sector better than other providers?
What we're trying to do is we start with the person and build the trust and the relationship so that we get to completely understand what their needs, their wants, their desires, their goals are. So we're not just about starting with a home, filling a vacancy. We've got a vacancy, it needs to be filled. That's where most people in the system start. We've got to work with them to get solutions and build that trust, because without trust and really complete understanding of the person, wrong decisions can be made and not in the interest of the person with disability.
And why is it important to tailor the needs of Australians with disabilities when seeking accommodation?
Just like you and me, we all deserve choices. Where we choose to live is one of the most crucial decisions that we make in our lives. So some people want to live with their friends, some want to live by themselves, some want to live closer to their work or near their families. And so the person at the centre should always guide this process. It shouldn't be driven by, I have a vacancy in this house and that's what's available for you.
And how will this tailored program minimize the challenge people with disabilities face with this issue on finding proper accommodation?
We've seen firsthand what positive impact this has on people and their families when they've been through a process that is about understanding them and their goals. So just by way of example, we have a very young customer who moved out of his family home. And when people move out of their family home, particularly if they're vulnerable with a disability, it's not an easy decision to make, either for the family or the person themselves. He happens to be a very talented artist, so we were able to match him with a house, a room that we created into a dedicated art studio so he can focus on his passions. He can break out into his own art studio without having to mix with the other housemates. But he gets on really well with the two young men that he lives with. They play sport together, football and cricket. And they also come together a couple of times a week to have a shared meal, and there's quite a lot of excitement around that. But he is being able to fulfill his passion, which is art.
And how can people in South Australia get more information about this program?
Well, you can visit the accessforyou.org.au website, or you can call us direct on our free toll-free line, which is 1-800-022-237. And we can talk through, because every person's different and no one plan fits anybody.
That was CEO of Access4U, Kathy Miller, ending the report by The Wire's Edward Jordan.